you give Tom a call here fairly quickly, as he is the trustee of the WATC, and kind of see what he's got going on, and if we can maybe work on a patch or whatever needs to be done. And I still have things to kind of pack away from Milwaukee. So with that, I apologize for kind of cutting the net a little bit short tonight. But with that, we'll open the floor for any comments or business, starting with KTBX. He has the Will, WD7, WDS, and Will hand it to Richard TWD, and Richard back to net control. KTBY, go ahead.
Oh, real good. Had a good night tonight. You know, it's okay. I know what you're up to. As a matter of fact, I just want to come back to my net next week, and will you be back the following week? Or do I need to cover the next two? Let's see. Other than that, well, I've got nothing else going on over here. Will, I'm interested. Well, I'm going to give you a little background here. I've been licensed since 1985. And within the last 2 months, upgraded to technician. So I spent a lot of time as a novice. And did some 220 work back some time ago. You know, there was one repeater here in Grand Rapids. So I was tickled when I started hearing another repeater and another repeater. And Stephen came on board with this net. And I was just tickled. So, but I was doing that when I was a novice. And now I'm upgraded to tech, you know, so I got the whole spectrum here, UHF and VHF to play with. But I'm interested, how did you, I get ahead of myself. I know nothing about All-Star, so how do you find this net on All-Star? And I'll kick it right over to you, Will. This is KAATP.